post-conviction relief procedures in Texas allow individuals convicted of crimes to challenge their convictions or sentences after all direct appeals have been exhausted. These procedures aim to address potential errors or injustices that may have occurred during the original trial or sentencing. Key methods of post-conviction relief in Texas. Application for writ of habeas corpus. This is the most common method. It challenges the legality of the imprisonment and can be based on various grounds, such as unlawful detention. The individual is being held without proper legal authority. Denial of constitutional rights, such as the right to counsel, the right to a fair trial, or the right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment. Errors in the original trial or sentencing proceedings. This could include issues like ineffective assistance of counsel, prosecutorial misconduct, or newly discovered evidence. Motion for new trial. This can be filed after conviction and sentencing, but usually within a specific time frame. Grounds for a new trial may include newly discovered evidence, evidence that was not available during the original trial and could significantly impact the outcome, jury misconduct, instances where jurors acted improperly or were influenced by outside factors, ineffective assistance of counsel. If the defendant's lawyer failed to provide adequate representation during the trial, appeal of sentence. This may be possible if the sentence is deemed excessive or disproportionate. Grounds for appeal may include violation of the Eighth Amendment. The sentence constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. Sentence is not supported by the evidence. The sentence is significantly harsher than what is warranted by the facts of the case. Motion to modify sentence. This seeks to reduce or modify the original sentence. Grounds for modification may include good behavior while incarcerated, demonstrating positive behavior and participation in rehabilitation programs, rehabilitation efforts, successful completion of treatment programs or educational programs, changes in sentencing guidelines. If the sentencing guidelines have changed since the original sentencing, executive clemency. This involves seeking a pardon or commutation of sentence from the governor of Texas. This is typically reserved for exceptional circumstances, such as unjust conviction. Evidence emerges that clearly demonstrates the individual's innocence, medical reasons. The individual's health significantly deteriorates while incarcerated. Disclaimer: this information is for general knowledge and guidance only. It does not constitute legal advice. The specific procedures and available challenges may vary depending on the specific circumstances of the case and the applicable laws. It is crucial to consult with a qualified criminal defense attorney for personalized legal counsel. Important considerations: post-conviction relief procedures can be complex and time-consuming. There are strict deadlines and procedural rules that must be followed. It is essential to seek legal assistance from an experienced attorney as soon as possible. I hope this information is helpful. Please remember that this is a general overview, and you should always consult with a legal professional for specific guidance on your situation.